Good morning, MGTOW man. This is something about the retarded cunts of Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. Most people come in, they come from crazy families, we live in a very dysfunctional society, and people's value system and all their irrational thoughts when their brains are inflamed by drugs, you know. I get kicked out of the AA. I've been at this stuff for like 52 years, you know. So, you know, I fucking question a lot of what goes on, and it's changed. It's changed how I see things. And, you can't say that, you can't say that, out you go, turn off your mic, oh, fuck off, you go, out you go, you know. And all the fucking cunts that are doing all this mental shit, they're the ones that are dropping dead, they're going back out using and fucking dying, you know. And this is a, for instance, I joined one of the men's meetings. And, you know, these fucking cunts, there's a lot of cunts in AA who don't have any idea that they spend all their lives fucking running around telling tales, playing point the finger, you know, in on all the gossip, in on all the bullshit. And then, you know, they come into AA. And they go from being a bullshit artist on the bar stool to being a bullshit artist in an AA meeting, and they carry on with all the fucking crap at the pub in the AA meeting, minus the drinking. And so that they are fucking retarded, toxic cunts. And they don't put in the... As long as they're being seen to be sort of fitting in and going along with what everybody else is doing, they regard that as being, you know, mental health. And I've outlived so many of them. For instance, so I joined this AA meeting, and, you know, men's meeting. Man. And, man. And I said, the guy said, oh, yeah, we're about, oh, hello, so-and-so, how are you? And I said, oh, pretty good. And he says, well, and where are you from? And I said to him, I said, I don't go, whatever goes on in my private and personal life is just that. Because AA is filled with gossips, and all the gossips fucking are idiots, assholes, and they end up relapsing. You know? Basically, I said, it's what goes on in my personal and private life is none of your business, and I might be discussing any of it. And so the next dickhead goes, oh, but, you know, to ad lib a bit, but like, you know, the next dickhead pipes up, goes, oh, goddamn, by the sound of your accent, it sounds like you're from Australia. You know, I've just publicly stated what goes on in my private and personal life and where I am and what I do and all this sort of shit outside of this fucking meeting is none of your fucking business. You know? None of your fucking business. And so the next dumb cunt, you know, tries to second guess. Oh, by the sound of your accent, you're from Australia. And I just said to this fucktard, you know, I've just said, I'm not telling, that's not anything outside of this fucking, in my private and personal life is none of your fucking business, you know. And so that what this cunt does, he tries to second guess. And I says, it sounds to me, you're just going on a fishing expedition to go prying into my fucking life, and that's not your, it's none of your business. So the cunt chairing the meeting says, well, if you don't want to fucking, if you don't want to you don't want to, you know, let us invade your fucking space and go prying into your fucking life, and you won't put up with us fucking retarded cunts doing that shit. Well, we just have to mute you. We'll just have to mute you then, you know. So I sent him a message. You know, you drug fuck junkie cunts. It's none of your fucking business what I do, you know. And when you relapse, fuck off and die. You know, just go fucking relapse and die. You know. Why? Because I've been seeing that shit, these fucking retarded cunts. You know, like it's not your... You don't have... We're not friends. We're not family. We're not long-lost fucking cousins, you know. It's what goes on in my private and personal life is none of your fucking business. That's what it is, you know. Whereabouts are you from, you know? And, I've been seeing all these boundary invaders. They do that because they say that's their clubby, that's their normal, that's their little in crowd fucking, oh god damn, where are you from, you know? And I state explicitly, I'm not, it's none of your business. You know, to bring it really concisely. And then, you know, they get all pissy because you won't allow them to sort of invade your space. You know? Because AA is like, it's like, a lot of people in AA and a lot of the meetings are like, you know, it's like VD and again, everybody's, there's 21 different venereal diseases and they're all bringing their own fucking version of it and they all want to come and fuck your ass while you're in the meeting. That's no. You know, you are not my friend. You're just a fucking sticky-nosed cunt. And, you know, I will occasionally put it back on them. Well, yeah. Oh, so you want to find out all about me? Well, how about let's start with you first, you know? How about you tell me your entire fucking life history in a couple of minutes or less, and then I'll determine if you're safe enough, sane enough, and trustworthy enough to share anything with. And that's what I've learnt from the fucking small town gossips. They will pump you for information, but they won't tell you anything. They, first and foremost, they will never come up to you, and they will never tell you all about themselves, you know, relative and insufficient detail and all this sort of stuff. They will never fucking divulge anything about that, about themselves, and they will pump you for all the information that they can so they can run off and go, oh, he's doing this, he's doing that, you know. And so when they start that sort of shit in AA meetings, oh, whereabouts are you from? And what do you do with yourself and this and that? And I say, well, let's start with you first. You can tell me all about yourself and I'll determine if you're safe enough and sane enough to trust with anything. And then if I do, I'll tell you whatever I choose to tell you. But until then, to me, you're just an unknown quantity, and most people in AA are gossips. They're liars. They take things out of other people's lives and they spread it around like VD in a gangbang, you know? So you start with telling me all about yourself first. And yeah, a bit ranty, a bit repetitive, but I don't know, just needed to make that point.